For Eslokish Shomar, sorry, that's another terrace. For Eslokish Shomar, Bishoichet, Balei, Mumin, Bachutz. We're talking about not true. First, the Bailam was Makdish to Shor, but then it became a Balmum. Now that it's a Balmum, so now the Kedusha goes off it. We'll soon see. I need a Pidya, we'll soon see. But the Maisa, now you're allowed to Shecht at Bachutz. So the Gan of Shecht at Bachutz is called the Shechita Ruya. That's what Eslokish is terrace. And this is the Gemara, what's going on here? Teya Bar Rebbe Loza. Rebbe Loza had questions like this. Le Rebbe Yechanan, according to Rebbe Yechanan, that you want to say he made a good shechita, but then since the dam got spilled out, that's why it's not called returning the keren to the bialim. But even though the blood got spilled out, you want to tell me, you look at the shechita alone, the shechita was called a good shechita. So Rebbe Loza said back, why? Shechita materis? Is the shechita mater, does the shechita alone by kodshim enable you to eat the meat? V'alai zrika materis? Before you make the zrik on the carbon, you can't eat the meat. So mail is still called a shechita shenaruya. By kodshim, if you make a shechita on the carbon, and then the blood gets spilled out that you can't eat from the animal, that's not called a shechita ruya. The shechita is not mata. By kodshim, you need two things to be mata, the meat. You have to have a good shechita, and you also have to have a zrika sadam. Here that the blood got spilled out, there's no zrika, so it is not called a shechita ruya. That's one kasha. L'resh lokish. Of course, Rosh Lakish also have a kasha. What are you telling me now? We're talking about this korban became a balmum, and the Ganav shechted it outside. So what? Shechita materis. Is shechita alone enough on a balmum? V'alai pidya materis. You have to make a pidyon first. If you have a korban and it becomes a balmum, true, you can't bring it for a korban anymore, but it still has hegdish on it. You can't use it. You can't shecht it outside. You have to be poydir it first. So there's no pidyon here. Says so. It's vaita. It should be called the shechita shenaruya. Starting to say, according to Rabbi Shimon, Yechayev Dal Vehe in these cases. Gemara says, the kasha is not a kasha, because there's the mitzvah, hold Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Lezer forgot what Rabbi Shimon said. Rabbi Shimon always says the svar is, kol ohoimed lizra kezorek dami. Something that's oimed, it's supposed to be done, we consider like it's done. And the same thing with kol ohoimed liftois kapoda dami. It's still like the picking took place already. So Rashi says, kol ohoimed liftois. O Balei Mumin, Kepeduyin Dami, if you have a korban that became a Balmum, it's like it was pod, like it was freed already. Hoyo Bespeif on the Kach, since it's Oymed, that's what's supposed to happen to it. O Balei Mumin, Mikoras Kinon, Balmum, the Hegdish Metchil was on a Balmum. The Bishkod and Megdashis Mumai, Sulechos the Pidyon, Mishinishkato, the Shemin Rav Shim and the Blokish, Alibu Rav Shim, Shmait and Bryce and Sam Tamura, Kachim is Beg, Mechalam of the Rokh, the Shizu and Yulia. That's not the Bezunga Shaila. That it would have been a real korban, so then once you make the shechita, you need Hamad of Arachi, you can't make it anymore. Shechita, we're talking about here now, this korban was a balmum at the beginning. So therefore, all it needs is just a pidyon. So Shimon holds, kol oimed liftois is ksile kepodi dami. How do we know this? Now, kol oimed lizwa kezavar dami, how do we know this? You say that's something that's oimed to have as rika. We consider as if the rika was done to it, that's this new svara. Kol oimed lizra is kezarek dami. The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Shimon oimer yesh noiser shu metame tumas oichlin. You have sometimes noiser. That means leftover meat from the korban that you're supposed to eat either one day or 2 days. It was left over after the time that still has a shem oichl on it. That's metame tumas oichlin. It could be mekabel tumas oichlin. V'yesh noiser. There is sometimes an issa noiser, leftover meat of the korban. She'ena metamas tumas oichlin, that it cannot have tumas oichlin to it. So Rashi says like this: Rabbi Shimon ister hano ein metamas tumas oichlin. If the meat has an ister hano on it, you're not going to have any enjoyment from it. That takes off the name oichel. It's not called a food. Food means something we can eat. If there's an ister hano on it, like noiser, when the carbon is left over 2 days, now you have to burn it. You're not going to have any enjoyment from it. That's not called an oichel. The Dorosh of Shimon Dashins, Mikol Oichel, Rashi says, Ashe Yochel, that means Oichel Shati Yochel Yachilo Lacherim, food that you're allowed to give to somebody else, Tita Lanoch, even to a guy, Oily Yisro, to a Yisro, Koryach, that's called a food. There comes the Bechoris. But this food, here, a carbon that you can't give to anybody to eat, or Nisa, it's not called an Oichel. The Moisel Ashas Heter, Hano, Mishanishkato, Yodolov, Din Kabbalah Tumma. The Fuel Nesel Yacha Kain, the Kabbalah Tumma. If at the beginning it had a shame Oichel on it, even though later becomes also bano, the shame oichel doesn't go off it. So Bishimon says like this: sometimes it is mekabel tumah, sometimes not. Kate said, "How do we have this case by noisa? Long lifnei zrika. If before you even made this zrika on the carbon, it was lon. That means the kachim became posel. Rashi says there's no sabalai lachas. Could go in toyde the kachim kalim kulam in lon nizrak dom of lenita beachilo ain matamatum seichlin. If you have a kachim kalim that you made a shechita on it, but you never got around to make this rikas adam, so that meat like never had a head to teeth. It was never hooked to teeth. Before you make the zrika, you can't eat it. So it got up so nicer on it before it ever had a heter achila. Such meat, ain't a matama tumas eichlin. That doesn't have a shame eichel on it. Like this meat never had a time you were able to eat it. You were makdish it, then you made the shchita, but you never made the zrika. So there's never a heter chal to eat this meat. So now when the meat becomes nicer, the issue remains that it's not called meat. Therefore, it's not called an eichel, it's not mekabel tumas. But what's going to be liyachas zrika? Let's say no. First, you made a good zrika. You made the avodis. Therefore, lemaisa this meat has a heter to eat. Right now, the kohen's allowed to eat from it. He can eat it one day, 2 days, whatever the lochas are. Shlomim is 2 days and one night. He can eat it though. So if he has a heter achila and then he leaves it over, it becomes nicer, even though it becomes also but no later, still metama tumas eichlin. Because once it had a name Eichel on it, the name Eichel doesn't go off it, even though it becomes Osabano. The Kaimelo, we hold like this now. What do you mean to tell me that the meat became Tomei, or became Nicer, before Zrika? It means like this. Koidem Sheniril Zrika. Before it even became fit to have Zrika. That's when it was Nicer. So Rashi says it means there wasn't even enough time to make this rika. They made the shechita right before shkia. So there's no time in the day to make this rika. So therefore, that's not called even oimed to make this rika. Such meat never has a shame oichel on it. It's not mekabel tuma. But liachas rika just means kaidim. Became nicer after zrika. It just means liachas sheniril zrika. That's all it means to say. If you made the shechita in the middle of the day, and it's oimed to make a zrika, even before you make the zrika, even if you never make the zrika, still it's considered the meat has a heter. Since right now the korban is oimed, it's supposed to have its zrika done, we look as if the zrika was done. And this meat is called meat that has a heter achila on it. So now if it's left overnight without making the zrika, still it would be mekabel tuma. So see the Torah according to Rabbi Shimon, even before you make the zrika. But if something is oimed, that's what it's standing for now. It's standing and waiting for the zrika to be done, and that's what should be done, and it's still like it's done already. So more like this. Zrika. Now, lon, mahi, what's the case? Tlehevi shoyis beyer lemizrkei. That means the shachta is somach l'shkiyas achama. That they made the sheet of the korban right before shkia, so there's no time of the day now to make the zrika. So therefore, v'yeinim etama tumas eichlin. Such meat, like, never has a shame heter achila. It's not even fit to make the zrika. So therefore, that meat is not mekabel tuma. All right, turn over. But liyachas sheniril zrika lon to have a shoyis b'yom lemizrkei. Let's say you made the shechita in the middle of the daytime. So there's plenty of time now to make the zrika. So then even before you make the zrika, the law is metame tumas eichlim. That meat is considered like meat that is supposed to and has a heter achila, even though you didn't make the zrika yet. Because since it's supposed to be done, we consider it like it's done. Alma, what do we see according to Rabbi Shimon? That the svari is koloi made lizroi kezarek dami. Since after the shechita, there's time to make the zrika, it's supposed to be made as zrika, we consider as if the zrika was made. Now, this is what aloha, the koloi made lizroi kezarek dami. Now, the koloi made lizroi kezarek dami. Where's the raya that Rabbi Shimon holds like this? Anything that could have a pigeon, it's considered like the pigeon was done. The tanya run like this.